For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes. Tools, forklifts, livestock fencing, vehicles, hydro flasks, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. And if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. If you are like me, and I know, Bruce, you are, you don't have a horse in the race, although we want our local teams to win.
Of course.
It stinks that Colorado State lost, but we have a chance for Colorado to win today.
Yeah. I mean, you can't shoot 29% and turn it over 19 times and win a game at the NCAA level or just about at your local Y.
How about scoring 11? Mine goes to 11.
You know, but the interesting thing was
mine goes to 11.
But they were still in it. They got as close as 6 in the second half because they were defending their asses off too.
Right.
That's the irony. Colorado State defended so well last night that 8 out of 10 times, they probably would have won the game with just a normal offensive output. But this is what I'm casually accused of, just being Power 5 eccentric because of their...
That's right, because you covered Wichita State for all those years.
Well, Wichita State
was clearly a Power 5 when you covered... Oh, they weren't.
No, they were a... mid-major.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're being accused of being a Power 5 guy.
Right.
Yet the school that you have loyalty to, that you covered for all those years, was not.
Although they got pretty major. I mean, I'm telling you. And their athletes.
Yeah, with Xavier McDaniel. They were great.
Well, that was way back when.
That's my point.
But even recently, I mean, they had 4 guys in the NBA off of one team. So,
okay.
I mean, so it...
All right.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like Gonzaga is not a mid-major, but they play in the West Coast Conference.
Well, Gonzaga has a long history of challenging.
Exactly.
With all due respect to Wichita
State. Oh, no.
State.
Not even in the same.
Right.
But here's my deal. When you watch a team like Texas that is erratic, Texas, look at their last 2 months. They were basically a 500 team in the Big 12. So,
well, it's ironic because, well, Colorado State was a 500 team.
There's truth in that.
In the final 10 games.
You're absolutely right. But you look at their length, their speed, their ability to pressure took Colorado State literally out of its game.
How much are you buying the whole travel thing? They were in Vegas, then they came home, then they went to Dayton.
I will say this. My son, who played...
In the game last night.
Not in the game last night, but who played, his first text to me in following up Colorado State was, they look tired. I thought that was interesting. That was an interesting observation from him.
They don't look tired on defense.
No.
And that's where effort comes.
They just missed shots. They just missed shots. And your main guy, Isaiah Stevens, had 13 points in the tournament.
Right.
But that was just Texas smothering them.
By the way, when the Yankees lose, when the Patriots, when they were going through their run, lose, Lakers lose, everyone gets a little kick in their step nationally. Like when Kentucky lost last night.
Fantastic. It was a beautiful moment. I was as happy about that as I was.
You were happy.
I was. Yeah, I was. Because what did we talk about yesterday? There are unknown moments. that are going to happen here in the next, you know.
So you were happy for Oakland?
Yeah.
Or were you celebrating? Good, Kentucky's gone.
No. Oh
Ding
no.
Dong,
oh no. No. Oh, not at all.
Blue blood. Good. Gone.
No, I love moments like that. That to me is what makes the NCAA tournament so compelling, especially
right.
early.
Yeah.
And you've got to account for a team like Oakland. Or how about if Kansas doesn't get bailed out on the late shot against Samford, where the kid comes in and clearly strips on a breakaway the ball from behind in a one-point game that Kansas ends up getting points off of that should have been a turnover.
Jay Wright said it beautifully after the Kentucky game, to which he said, John Calipari has done an excellent job over the years taking freshmen to the NCAA tournament and advancing. And then basically said in so many words, that mindset might need to change.
Well, because he said, but there's still freshmen playing in the dance for the
men,
first time. Right.
Men against boys.
Right.
And the men came from Oakland. One of them specifically was 24, who used to be a Uber driver, who delivered food and then went off for 10 threes.
Well, he was uber steamrolling last
night. He was. Good
for
him.
He was great.
All right, with that, time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Nuggets win again, beating the Knicks. 13th win in 15 games since the All-Star break. Tied for the top spot in the Western Conference. MPJ making history, all-time single season three-point record 192. He has more games to go, passing Dale Ellis, but it was more than just a record night for MPJ. Led all scorers with 31 points, 13 of 16 from the floor. That's 81% at 3 three-pointers. His game has certainly improved from last season. No reasonable person would argue that. But with that, since the All-Star break, would you say maybe Tim Connelly got it right?
Yeah.
Maybe should have given him that max contract.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good now. But I thought his remarks on the podium last night were interesting, because he kind of, in MPJ fashion, kind of said, you know, I've always felt like, you know, this is the kind of gut player that I am. But the difference is this consistency in doing it. He's shown flashes of what he is doing now consistently, enough where you sit there and say, wow, this is what this guy could be. The fact of the matter now is he's got a 15-game run where he has backed up every performance, and he's playing his best basketball ever. So, yeah, it looks pretty good. Because that's a component, and what have we always said? That's a component that, if it remains consistent, makes the Nuggets an almost impossible out. Almost.
People aren't going to like this comparison, but I see similarities and parallels, so I'll just go there. Carmelo Anthony, to me, was one of the hardest players to defend in the NBA when he was on. He has a bigger body than MPJ in terms of size, in terms
strength.
Of width and strength. But Carmelo Anthony could beat you with outside shots. He could back you down. He could steamroll you. He had an inside game and an outside game. MPJ is now starting to truly find this. Now, you can make the case, maybe one reason why he didn't want to be strong to the hole, he's always dealt with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Still has a drop foot. Okay?
Yeah.
Still, I don't know if he'll ever be 100% healthy. What made his game great was the inside-outside game for Melo. Now we are starting to see that with Michael Porter Jr. Certainly the highlight of last... There were two highlights last night. Jokic's behind-the-back pass, which
was insane. Second
quarter was
fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
But then Michael Porter Jr. going playground, tossing it off the backboard. He really had no choice because he had nobody to really pass it
right.
to. And then he dunks it.
He was cool. It was all right.
It was
a cool moment.
Well, he was out of options.
Yeah, it was
because
a cool
one
moment.
More step, it's a travel, and he had nobody in front of him to pass to. point is he's cutting to the lane.
Yeah.
That's why he went 13 for 16.
Yeah, he had buckets at the basket.
He had easy shots. And yeah. the more that he moves, and you know Jokic and Murray are going to find him, even Aaron Gordon, who had 8 assists yesterday.
Yes.
Right? Although Gordon wasn't overly aggressive in yesterday's game.
No.
He was standing too much in the corner for my taste.
Mm.
But I digress.
All right.
With that, Michael Porter Jr. is becoming more than a scorer, is becoming more than a shooter. He's becoming a scorer, where if he continues to drive to the hoop, you're not going to be able to just stand there and guard his jump shots.
Yeah.
Now he becomes a real threat. And the more he does that, the NBA is going to have to adjust to him, and he's going to have more open threes.
I don't mind your comp with Melo, who, by the way, has got the Corona commercial now with Eli Manning.
Yes, he does.
And
for as much as everybody hates him.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know what is there to hate? I mean,
well, the way it ended, you weren't here.
Yeah, I hear you. I wasn't here.
It was pretty. It doesn't mean that. Hey, you weren't here, so you don't understand. It was people.
Well, I wasn't.
People to this day are still upset. I see it very differently from the people who I talked to who were in the room. But I digress.
In the room where it happened.
That's right. I believe that's a John Bolton book. Is that a John Bolton book? In the Room.
Oh, I don't know if it is
or
not.
Who wrote that book?
But it's a song on Hamilton.
Oh. Gotcha.
In the room where it happens. So, God, have you seen Hamilton?
I have no interest in seeing it. And I'm a
big fan
of musical theater.
Wait a minute. You love history and you like musical theater.
I do.
So what would be your aversion to Hamilton?
I don't know why. For some reason, I have no great interest in seeing it. If somebody said, here are a couple tickets.
Take them and go. It is that good.
No one's giving me tickets.
Well,
no one's giving me good tickets.
Alex, have you seen it?
I have not. My mom and my sister have given rave reviews about it.
I know.
It's phenomenal.
I want you to listen to me.
Okay, I will.
I would go see it if somebody said, here are a couple tickets, have a good time. What I'm saying is I don't know why. I just don't have the want to go out and seek buying a couple of tickets for this particular music. I don't know why. I'm sure it's fantastic. Everybody says it's the best musical ever made. And I know enough background about it that it probably is.
And
I'm a huge fan of musical theater.
I don't know if I can go that far, but I mean, it's the best concept that I've seen. So anyway, be that as it may, I digress.
You know what? My problem is I already have my mind made up on the greatest musical of all time. And maybe I don't want to go see Hamilton because I don't want to have to change my mind.
All right. Yes. What is your favorite of all time?
Guys and Dolls. No, I'm kidding. I think Book of Mormon is the most brilliant musical ever written.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
The funny thing is Hamilton, you can make the case, is more brilliant. So let me rephrase it. I think Book of Mormon is the funniest musical ever written.
It's damn funny.
Right. And so... And the funny thing is, I am a history guy. Very
well,
much
I know
so.
this the Hamilton thing
and
makes
I love
no
musicals.
Sense.
I know
it makes no sense to me because of your interests. All right, be that as it may.
Maybe it's because
we'll get you on the couch.
Maybe
later.
You know what it is. Maybe it's because the guy who wrote it and starred in it,
Lin-Manuel.
What's his name?
Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. Go ahead. I digress. I don't know. Go ahead. Move on. What do you?
I don't know where were
Nuggets.
We? Oh,
Michael Porter Jr. Carmelo Anthony.
I don't mind the comp because it's because of their size, because of their offensive aptitude, their offensive interest, their generally lack of interest of defense. I don't mind the comps at all. But the difference, the biggest difference is that Melo was always the focus. Michael Porter Jr. is not the first option.
Coming up after the break, we're going to revisit a conversation we had roughly around this time last year.
All right.
The conversation was, who is the most important player on the Nuggets roster for the Nuggets to win a championship? You picked Jokic, and I took Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Murray for a very different reason. Now I'm picking Porter for the same reason.
Gotcha.
You probably don't remember what you had for lunch yesterday, and you sure as hell don't remember the reason why I picked Murray.
No,
we'll talk about that next.
No one really knows how the game is played. The art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
You always do that, don't you?
Not always.
You always like to move the mic when the mic is hot.
Well, it happens.
It does. It's okay. Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes and tools, forklifts, livestock fencing, hydro flasks, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Silterhar Mazda in Broomfield. Head on up there for a test drive. When you talk about a Mazda, they check every box. They really, really do. Affordability? Check. Reliability? Check. Fuel economy? Check. You want luxury? Check. You want durability? Check. Everything that you can want. Really, really does. They have a full inventory right now up there waiting for you to go up there and take a test drive. Plus, you get 0.9% financing on many of their models. Go to Broomfield today again for a test drive, or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Last year we had a conversation going into the playoffs, and we're not going into the playoffs yet, but we still have some time. But we're getting close to the playoffs.
Well, close
the
enough.
Right? Nuggets have 12 games left, right?
13, 12, something like that. Yeah.
Either way. They're coming to the finish line.
12 games left.
Don't ever correct me on the air again.
I shan't.
Okay. You say, what'd you say?
Shall not.
Okay, gotcha.
The abbreviation.
I thought you swore on the air and we'd have to hit the dump button.
I never swear.
With that, we had a conversation about a year ago, the most important player heading into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You rightfully said Jokic.
Well, and that my answer would be the same, but who's the second most important?
Well, my answer was Murray. And I said Murray because I know what I'm getting from Jokic. Jokic is going, unless he gets injured, yes, most important player is Jokic.
So you're taking him for granted.
Yes, gotcha. I am.
All right, fair enough.
I'm expecting a close to a triple-double every time he steps on the floor.
Fair enough.
To me, he is the given in the equation.
So you're looking for the X factor.
Correct. And that's why that person is the most important.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm going to pick Porter for the same reasoning. I know what I'm getting from Jokic in the playoffs. I know what I'm getting from Jamal Murray in the playoffs. And if Michael Porter Jr. keeps moving his feet, cutting to the basket, hitting outside shots, that makes a three-headed monster that you can make the case will be nearly impossible to stop offensively.
I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, it's a fair thing. If you're going to, and what a luxury to be able to just count on Jokic and Murray. It's the Batman and Robin effect. And it's real. You add to that equation and Aaron Gordon, who at times last year offered only what they needed to have on a particular night to win.
Right.
Which is such a jewel to have that type of player. Now, if you have a Michael Porter Jr. who is confident in his shot, 13 games is a pretty good, that's a pretty good case study, right?
By the way, I'm not going to give Michael Porter Jr. credit for his improvement. Clearly, I'm giving that credit to the airline pilot who took him to Cabo.
Cabo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the guy who got him to Cabo.
Cabo is key.
Well, to fill you in, if you aren't aware, Michael Porter Jr. came back and said, getting away and getting some sunshine helped rejuvenate me.
That's exactly what he said, in fact. Yeah. After the that's what he was doing during the All-Star break.
To which Michael Malone came out and said, I will be more than happy to pay for his ticket down there next time he wants to go.
The Nuggets, to me, are rounding into the type of shape that it makes them, I think they're clearly the team to beat in the West. Clearly.
Yeah.
And that's with all due respect to Oklahoma City, who's about to jump into the Lions portion of their, into the Lions den as far as their schedule. They got to go east. And if they finish second in this, in the West, it's not going to be by much. But if they don't, then Oklahoma City's real.
Okay, here's a question. Michael Malone backtracked on something that he said following the All-Star break, but he didn't backtrack too much. Actually, I agreed with him, which he said, health is more important than getting the number one seed.
I agree.
He backtracked, but still, I know what he meant.
Yes.
Well, he has a chance to now back that up heading into Portland as Jamal Murray went down very late in the game. I think that if it was serious, we will find out about that. And it looked like it was an ankle, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take him on the trip?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
No, it's a very easy answer. You don't.
You might say,
hey, why don't you come on the flight with us, but you don't play him.
Here's the interesting thing. Both teams are in very similar situations, the Avs and the Nuggets. The Avs have 9 of 13 games down the stretch to finish at home. The Nuggets had 8 of 13 going into last night. So I guess now that would be, 7 of 12 to finish at home. They are both right there at the top of their conference. But both coaches have expressed, we wouldn't mind. Jared Bednar the other day said, of course, we'd like to be the number one seed, but we don't want to wear ourselves out in the process.
Did you see what they did in Vancouver and Edmonton? That should tell you enough that they feel confident playing on the road healthy as opposed to having home ice and not being as healthy.
Because they've got great depth now, right?
And
they've
better depth.
And they've got productive depth.
Yep.
And that's what's different about the Avs. But I get it. There is a balance that you've got to strike down the stretch of – how hard do we go for home court, home ice advantage?
Well, you go hard. You just don't jeopardize somebody's health
exactly
when they are a little banged up. So Jamal Murray is a perfect example of that. Maybe stays home, gets a little extra treatment, doesn't have to travel. At the end of the day, the Nuggets should win without Jamal Murray.
They should. I agree. And
now, if you are playing, if this is the final game of the regular season, home court is on the line.
Well, that's different.
You have to travel to Oklahoma City. You probably play Jamal.
Yeah. That's a little different. But but we're not to that point yet. But I'm with you. If they go and are interested, and there's plenty to be interested about, and there is some effort and focus, they should be able to beat Portland, because Portland is 1-2-3 Cancun, and they've been that way for a while probably. So,
by the way, how much longer does Chauncey Billups have his job?
I can't. About another 2 weeks.
Remember when people were chirping, hey, hire Billups or fire Michael Malone and bring in Billups? Now, granted, Phillips has a young team. He has a young team.
Yeah, they haven't done much this year. I thought that they were going to kind of...
Yeah.
I thought that they might be like a 500 factor or something like... They just haven't done much.
Right.
So, yeah.
Coming up after the break, Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network came out with his third mock draft. Because quarterbacks seem to be going higher and higher in the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona said they are taking calls now for that fourth overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
It could be four,
hello, Minnesota.
It could be four quarterbacks in the top four. So when you move somebody into the top 10, that means you're moving somebody back. I think a guy the Broncos would love to have on their roster, maybe he is available at 12. So if he is, do you take him over a quarterback? That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us. MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes, tools, forklifts, livestock fencing, vehicles, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, so Daniel Jeremiah came out with his mock draft. And because one quarterback, we believe, is definitely going to be a top 10 pick, maybe even the fourth overall pick, is J.J. McCarthy. When that happens, when players move up, guys who are pretty good tend to move down. With that, he has Brock Bowers, the what seems to be a can't-miss tight end, does everything. Kyle Pitts has turned out to be disappointing
to this point,
but Kyle Pitts was also considered an offensive tight end, not much known about his blocking. Brock Bowers, at least in college, did everything.
Yeah.
Great all-around tight end. With that, if Bowers is available at 12, should the Broncos take him, take Bo Nix, or trade back and hope to get Nix and another pick?
If you believe,
because they desperately need a tight end too.
Right. But do they desperately need a quarterback more desperately than they need a tight end?
They do. If Brock Bowers turns out to be Jimmy Graham and he's projected.
Can you give me George Kittle?
He's the
give
best.
I'll take Sam LaPorta. Hell, we've only seen him for a year, but I think we know the trajectory he's on.
Correct. I mean, George Kittle, to me, is the best all-around tight end to ever play the game. All around. because his blocking is unmatched.
Yeah.
For I'd rather have Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the best receiving tight end.
Right.
Yes.
And Gronkowski was a willing blocker, a very good blocker, but not to the same level as George Kittle, as we saw in the playoffs. I forgot who he pancaked, but he pancaked somebody, mm-hmm. and it was well documented. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
So with that, let's say Brock Bowers turns into what we think Laporta is going to be, or he becomes a Mark Andrews.
What does Knicks end up being?
Okay, we were talking about it during the break.
We were.
Okay? And we came up with Baker Mayfield. This season, I'll give you another one. He turns into Derek Carr, who has been, by the way, a four-time Pro Bowler.
Hmm.
So with that, who would you pick? If we're projecting out, would you rather have Derek Carr, or would you rather have what we think Sam Laporta could be, what Mark Andrews is?
Based on what the Broncos have dealt with for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm going with Derek Carr. And I swallow damned hard
right.
saying it, but I cannot deny the absolute mess that the quarterback position has been in the last 8 years for the Broncos. So if you're giving me a guy that can consistently produce the way that Derek Carr has produced, we talked about Jared Goff. Jared, if you're going to give me someone like that,
yep.
not a top-tier guy, right?
Yep.
But certainly a second-tier guy,
yep.
then I'm going that way. I would feel too much responsibility to the fan base of this franchise
right.
to bypass a quarterback that you could probably get 6 to 8 years of consistent play out of. And that would be hard to do because I'm with you on the need for tight end and the dynamic need for a tight end. And I do think that this player in particular has a chance to be one of the great tight ends in the game.
Let's use an apples to apples, okay?
All right.
In 1999... Champ Bailey, a first ballot Hall of Famer, was the 7th overall pick by the Washington Redskins. And obviously came here in the Portis trade.
Right.
Dante Culpepper, who was injured a lot during his career, but when he wasn't, he was very good. He was the 11th pick by the Minnesota Vikings. Revisionist history, who would you rather have, Culpepper or Champ Bailey?
That is skewed by the fact that Champ Bailey was coming to a team where John Elway, who was the quarterback at that point?
Oh, it was Plummer.
Okay, so it was Plummer. Okay. We've had this, it seems to me like we've had this argument before.
Well.
But it
knowing
is.
Knowing the Broncos need a quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather have Champ Bailey or Dante Culpepper?
You would have to take Dante Culpepper because if you're telling me that you're going to give me a guy that's going to be a 7 or 8 year starter and is going to go to 3 or 4 Pro Bowls,
yeah.
which is kind of where Dante Culpepper lives,
yeah.
it's pretty hard, even against a Hall of Fame corner, to go against that kind of consistency at quarterback. Corner might be the second most important, well, edge rusher, might be the third most important position on the field. But quarterback is so much the important position that their meaning to a team and an offense is magnified.
They are so desperate for a quarterback yes. right now. They are so desperate for hope that, yeah, I would love to take Brock Bowers. I would literally run that card up there.
So would I.
If they did not need a quarterback.
I'm with you, dude.
And the problem is that if they take Knicks at 12, it's a huge reach. Brock Bowers at 12 is a steal.
It's a huge reach in the judgment of others. It only has to not be a huge reach in the judgment of the Broncos.
Well, the Broncos.
And the need that they have at the position.
But I think you would agree generally speaking, you should take the best player off the board.
Generally speaking, unless you are a team,
then you have to reach. They have to reach. They don't have a choice.
But reaching is a relative sense, because reaching, first of all, everybody does it.
For a quarterback.
Correct. Everyone reaches for a quarterback. J.J. McCarthy at 4 is going to be a reach.
Yes.
Period.
Right.
Okay? But it's okay because of the importance of
the position
and how desperate the Broncos are to fill that.
Let's take the word reach out of the conversation and call it a gamble. You have to gamble on a quarterback. As opposed to Brock Bowers at 12, doesn't seem to be a gamble at all. It's like sitting down at the blackjack table and you're sitting with a 20.
Being dealt an ace.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. On a six deck shoe, you can sit down at a table and an ace is sitting in front of you.
Right.
And a 2 is sitting in front of the dealer. And then you each get one more card. With Brock Bowers, and you're the one sitting with the ace.
Well,
with Bo Nix at 12, you're sitting down and you have a 6 in front of you.
There's always doubt. There's always doubt, and you don't. There's just enough, even with a player like Bowers, see Pitts, that you just don't know.
If Russell Wilson worked out, Bowers would be the slam dunk.
No question.
But you don't have that quarterback.
You don't have it. And not only do you not have it, you've got Jarrett Stidham.
Right.
You are in a desperate place in regards to that position.
So you have to gamble. And you don't have the luxury of taking what you believe to be a surefire multiple-time Pro Bowler. And that's unfortunate.
It sure is.
But that's where they're at.
Exactly.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
After torching Kentucky for 30 points and 10 three-pointers, Jack Golke of Oakland had some interesting comments in the postgame. We'll get into a little more about the season it was for the CSU Rams. That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on My Life Sports.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Ooh. Did you like this movie?
Hated it.
Really?
Yep.
Did I ever tell you what my uncle did with this movie?
No.
So, he was looking for a big tax write-off, because he had done well in other things. And he was a guy who invested in a lot of movies.
Huh.
So a buddy of his said to him, I have a great tax loss for you. Because there's this movie coming out. Script looks terrible. I don't think this is going to be a success. They're basically bringing in an unknown movie actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some success on network television. But this is going to be such a bust. And you need a tax write-off? Just invest in this movie. And to this day, in his office, he has a big framed poster of Saturday Night Fever.
That's funny.
Clearly, the movie did very well. Very, very, very well.
It was a bad time. It was a bad time culturally in this country. Yes, go.
Well, it didn't really last that long.
No,
really,
thank God.
It lasted about 3-4 years.
Yeah, and that was about it.
And then Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer from Chicago to Shock Jocks at the Loop blew the whole thing up. Time now for, well, the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, Colorado State's season came to an end yesterday as the Rams fell in the first round to Texas, 56-44. After taking an 8-2 lead less than 5 minutes into the game, CSU finished the first half with 11 points and 11 turnovers. Isaiah Stevens held to 10 points on 4 of 16 shooting. So Colorado State finishes at 22-9. Would you categorize this as a successful season for Nico Medved's team?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, anytime you go to the NCAA tournament and win a game, I mean, what did we expect? I mean, the expectations within the program were probably higher, and I totally respect that. I would expect that. But from a standpoint of what they did with their season, you wish they could have finished a little better, because they were kind of looked upon as a 6-7 seed, really, pretty much all season long. It got away from them a little late, but all in all, pretty good time. You win a game in the NCAA tournament. It's a decent season.
Yeah, I think it was a good season, specifically at the beginning of the year when Rams fans are all hyped up with the way, I don't know,
they beat Creighton.
Right.
They drilled Creighton.
It was a good season specifically to start. That set really high expectations. They didn't meet those expectations after they hit the top of the mountain. They fell down quite a bit. Season didn't end the way they wanted to. Didn't get the seeding the way they wanted to.
Yep.
And then wound up playing a team that many felt should not have been in the NCAA tournament. But they did win, and they played very well defensively in that game, although Virginia helped them out. But for all the Rams fans taking shots right at Virginia's forehead, got shots right into their forehead when the Rams scored 11 points in the first half.
Yeah, that was an uncomfortable half of basketball to watch. That game was not for the faint of heart, I can tell you that.
All right, just in case you missed it, Jack Golke of Oakland, he spent 5 years in Division II before transferring to a small D1 program in Oakland. Hit 10 three-pointers yesterday for 30 points against Kentucky. And then after the game, in his post-game press conference, this caught a lot of waves.
Obviously, we come in, we're the underdog by all measures, but you just got to, as a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
Well, they certainly proved that last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got no pushback to that remark at all. Good for him.
Remember, he is playing against guys who are essentially kids to him.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man. I'm a man, and I'm 40.
Yeah, he's got a receding hairline.
That's right. Well, welcome to the club, the hair club for men, but I digress. He's 24, and those kids are 18 years old.
Yeah.
Those kids eventually are going to be potentially very good NBA players, but it's kind of like a high school player playing against a kid in junior high, and you know that kid is eventually going to develop. Now, the kids at Kentucky are much better than junior high school players.
Yeah.
I understand that. But it's a very, very young team, and this guy is far more grown up.
It was that was so much fun to watch that game down the second half. Absolutely incredible. And to your point, that's kind of what disappointed you a little bit about Colorado State, because they had 3 graduate students in their starting 5 and 2 other seniors, or 4 or something like that. But that was a senior, graduate-laden team. I thought that they would, and to their credit, they were so bad offensively that they they fell back on their defense, which kept them in the game and gave them a chance to win, so I applaud them for that. I just wish that they had played better in that moment. That's all.
Let's put something into perspective here, because we're looking at that Kentucky team and saying, well, you know, they're going to have a lot of guys in the NBA draft, or a lot of guys in the NBA. All right, just for fun, not one of those guys at Kentucky is going to go ahead of Cody Williams. Not one.
Mm.
Not one.
Mm.
I have not seen a projection where any kid from Kentucky is in the top five. You can Mulday. Have you? Have you seen one kid?
Cody Williams is such a project, man.
I understand.
I mean, he's a long ways away.
No, I totally understand that. And they are projecting him, okay? Although I should say Reed Shepard's
a good player.
Right? Reed Shepard could go ahead of him, and he's only a freshman. But it's about projecting out, is my point. Cody Williams is a project. I won't debate that. But this Oakland team, they're not playing projects. I'm not suggesting that. But they're playing guys like Shepard. I mean, is Shepard a great player right now?
He can be, but he's a freshman.
Right.
So he has moments.
Right.
He has those freshman moments.
You know what Cody Williams looks like to me? Plays for the Nuggets. Pretty good. Played for UCLA. Name ring a bell?
Peyton Watson.
Yeah. Wow. Huh.
Looks like another Peyton Watson to me. Long.
I think he hopes he can get to Peyton Watson.
Well, NBA teams think he's going to far surpass Peyton Watson.
Absolutely.
But
I get it.
We will see.
Yep.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You want to redesign your entire kitchen? They have a staff there waiting for you to do that for you. You want something that is, for lack of a better phrase, discounted. You want to go to their clearance center? They have one in Denver. It's called Scratch and Ding. What does that mean? Maybe a washer and dryer has a scratch on it. Okay, we'll knock off $400 or $500. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
You bought one of those.
I sure did.
I bought one of those. I don't care if somebody walks into my laundry room and there's a scratch on it. Say, well, you have dirty clothes and I don't.
Right.
That's the difference between us. And oh, by the way, a comedian famously said this, because of a Tide commercial, if you have blood stains, you have a much bigger problem than laundry. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center again in Denver. Coming up after the break, the Nuggets are rolling, not on the shoulders of Michael Porter Jr., but he is helping carry them to the finish line. And if this kid continues to play like this, is there anyone who could truly stop the Nuggets? That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big.